these programs, the hundreds of programs that exist that, you know, outside of nursing, few people sort of know about, they actually are the solution to what we need as a country in terms of how we think about healthcare.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Nurses are uniquely positioned to identify gaps in care. Their close connection to people's daily lives, working and living conditions, and their personal circumstances gives them a whole person perspective that is essential to shaping healthcare policy and improving the nation's health. Yet, as Vincent Guillamo-Ramos highlights, nurse-led healthcare models that have lowered costs and improved outcomes remain largely unknown. Changing that is the mission of the Institute for Policy Solutions at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. And in this insight, Vincent explains why.
One of the things about the Institute for Policy Solutions that is so unique and that really makes it different than other kinds of health policy research centers or institutes or initiatives is that it draws upon the wisdom and the experience, the expertise of the nursing workforce. And here's the big and, we are also leaders and we are advocates and we have expertise and we can shape important solutions based on our proximity to people's lives and the kinds of circumstances and conditions that they develop. It's really important to me that we not lead with the nursing part. We lead with redesigning health and that we are committed to improving the health of every single person in our country. It's not about pushing nursing's agenda. It's about pushing our country's health, but recognizing that nurses play an important role and that we need, as a society, to fully embrace the full workforce, including the largest segment, nurses. I want to share with you something that was really perplexing to me. You know, when I started down this path, I knew that there were many interventions, many healthcare models that had been developed by nurses that were not necessarily there was an uptake necessarily in society, but the contributions were there. And the evidence for what they were doing was there and what they were intended to do. I think the best example would be in the American Academy of Nursing. There is on their webpage a program called Edge Runners. Edge Runners are a list of hundreds of nursing interventions that have addressed outcomes that matter, that have reduced cost, and that have had a positive impact on the health of our nation. And the American Academy of Nursing has been really distilling and creating a repository of these programs, but nobody really knows outside of nursing that those programs are there. One of the things that I did about a year and a half ago is I started to look at all the nursing interventions in the literature, and I noticed some really interesting similarities. Now, they all dealt with different settings and different populations across the health continuum. So it wasn't just one health condition. There were many different things that the programs were addressing. But they had a set of underlying characteristics that actually made them the nurse-driven solutions that our country needs. First and foremost, they were very much centered on whole person care, not a body part, not a particular illness, but the whole person in context, who they are, their life, their well-being broadly defined, and also the particular condition that they're experiencing. They were locationally flexible. They didn't only happen at the bedside. They happened in the community through telehealth, home visitation, in schools, in correctional settings. I was amazed at all the places where nurses were showing up and innovating care in ways that they could bring that care to the people that needed it the most. They were heavily focused on clinical expertise. It wasn't just empathy and trust, which are essential. I don't want to minimize those, but they were actual clinical skills, particularly around prevention and health promotion and restorative care, a deep commitment to restoring the health of that individual or that family. They tended to focus on communities and families and not just the person in isolation, the patient. It was this patient in a broader family or community. It really pulled in the resources of what wraps around the fabric of our lives. there was a commitment to strengths and not just the functional impairment or whatever it was that they were experiencing, but how do we build on who we each are and how do we bring that to our well-being? They use data and technology. We were innovators. Those are words that often nurses often don't use in our vocabulary, but we should, because the programs represented a ton of innovation and they were evidence-informed. They brought data to bear. They were culturally appropriate. They were aligned with the communities that they serve. And they were all wrapped around a delivery mechanism that was very much, as I mentioned, whole person and person-centered. These programs, the hundreds of programs that exist that, you know, outside of nursing, few people sort of know about, they actually are the solution to what we need as a country in terms of how we think about healthcare, not in nursing, but across all of healthcare. That's what IPS, the Institute for Policy Solutions here at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing, is aiming to do. How do we build a new way of thinking about care for every person in our country? And then how do we go about chipping away at the development of new specific interventions and scaling them up so that we can actually get policymakers, key decision makers, and payers to reimburse for the kinds of innovations that nurses are creating? That's the vision. That's the way that we want to go. And we actually need help in doing that. We need folks to see the value of what we're trying to accomplish from our nursing-driven perspective.
From episode 102, Healthier Policies for Healthier People, that was nurse Vincent Guillermo Ramos, Executive Director of the Institute for Policy Solutions at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing, an institute working to redesign the U.S. healthcare system with the goal of shifting policy and practice to more preventive, value-based, and whole-person care. You can hear the full conversation, explore more powerful nurse-led solutions, and listen to over 100 episodes in our library by subscribing to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.